The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I remember Harley in the early 1980s, it was, and I was working for the Prime Minister here of Australia. He came into my office and said, I've just had a call from Jimmy Carter, who's the United States President. He wants us to go to Washington to determine the response to the Soviet Union invading Afghanistan. So we did the rounds of London, where we met the Prime Minister there, Margaret Thatcher. We went to Germany, Helmut Schmidt. We went to France, Giscard d'Estaing. And Cyrus Vance was the Foreign Secretary. And we're talking nearly 40 years ago, and it's still on, Harley. Taliban now, eh?
Well, it is. The Taliban is snapped back like an ugly rubber band.
You know,
they've grabbed control or parts of certainly the surrounding areas around the city of Ghazni, which is a key provincial capital. It'll keep people from getting to Kabul and things like that. So it's a key location,
five miles
southeast of Kabul. They managed to kill 100 of the Afghan security forces, another score of civilians just in the last few days. There are some U.S. and NATO advisors who are there on the ground, not fighters, but they're certainly those you can call in airstrikes. There have been a lot of those. It's true that the Afghan Defense Ministry maintains the control of the middle of the city, but they're kind of surrounded, and it's a situation. Now, is the Taliban doing this to improve its negotiating position, because they have been talking about peace, or are they actually planning to restart conflict?
How do you know? It's going on forever and ever and ever and ever. The Trump campaign.
Well, you know, you've probably seen the headlines. Omarosa Madigault,
yep.
The woman who was, a friend of the president's, who he had on his show, The Apprentice, years ago. She became a confidant, if you will, and she's written this nasty tell-all book claiming that he has said all kinds of things that others in the campaign and in the administration have said are just outright lies. So the president announced today, or at least his campaign announced today, they are going to sue her millions of dollars for violating the confidentiality agreement that everyone has to sign who works for any White House about what goes on in the White House Situation Room. It's a violation of federal law, what she's done, and he says he called her names. It's ugly immediately.
Yeah, that's it. I saw that. Oh, good on him. Good on him. Damn them. I mean, honestly, people are tired of this. The bloke has been democratically elected president of the United States. Some people in the media in America need to get that into their thick heads. Now, mobile phones.
Well, this is troubling. This is a study published in the journal Scientific Reports. The blue-tinted screens of cell phones and other electronic devices damage vision, may cause or precipitate macular degeneration, which we won't know for a few years down the road, of course. They're saying prolonged exposure to the blue light causes a toxic chemical reaction in the retinal molecules and can kill photoreceptor cells.
Now, hang on. Look, I'm pretty dumb here. Ross is here with me. What's Harley mean by the blue light on this thing here? Here's my mobile phone.
All phones, they emit a blue light. That's the
can
light
I see the blue light here?
Yeah, every phone has it.
Can I see it? I mean, I'm looking at this, I don't see a blue light.
No,
just it's
there. The light that's reflecting off the back of the phone into your eyes is what they call blue light. So if you look at it late at night, you notice it's got a blue tinge to it. It's constantly, every time you look at your phone, blue light.
So, Harley, there we are. There's the explanation. So it can lead to blindness.
That's very well said, and it's doing damage to our eyes, particularly if you're doing it in bed at night in the dark, if you're doing it in low light conditions, because you get a lot more of the impact on the macula.
Oh, God. This is not everything. Chocolate kills us, red wine kills us, the bloody mobile phone's now going to send us blind. Oh, thank you, Harley. You're full of good news, but we'll still talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.